This week we'll be taking out two Sifrei Torah. In the first one we'll be reading Parshas Tetzaveh, and the second one we'll be reading Parshas Zachar, the last few psukim in Parshas Kisetzeh. This is the most important Torah reading of the year. This is the only Torah reading that is Daraisa and a Torah biblical according to most poskim. After we read the Maftir of Parshas Zachar, we're going to read the Haftorah. And the Haftorah is also, just like the Torah reading, the Kriya talks about wiping out Amalek. So the Haftorah is from Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezvav, and talks about Shaul's war against Amalek. Shmuel Anavi comes to Shaul. He tells him to wipe out Amalek. If we go through the story, we'll see a lot of very important lessons for us. So, Shmuel instructs Shaul to wipe out Amalek, and Shaul, in fact, goes and basically wipes out Amalek. And then the Pasuk tells us that he left over the king and a few of the better animals. So, basically, Shaul did 99.986% of the job. He did basically the whole job. Hashem is very upset. Hashem comes to Shmuel HaNavi. I regret having made Shaul the king. He did not listen to me. So Shmuel goes and approaches Shaul. Shaul sees Shmuel. Hakimosi is Dvar Hashem. Shaul tells Shmuel HaNavi, I did what Hashem wanted. So Shmuel very subtly says, bah, bah. What is the sound of that sheep and the animals that I'm hearing? So Shaul says, oh, we saved over some animals to bring as korbanos to Hashem. And Shmuel is very upset at Shaul HaMelech with the very famous line in Katona Tabeinecha, if you think you're a small potato, Rosh Shivtei Yisrael Ato, you're the head of the Jewish nation. Don't give in to the pressure of the people. You have to be the king. You are the king. You have to act as such. The Lama Lo Shemata B'kol Hashem. Why didn't you listen to Hashem? V'atas harab eini Hashem. You did bad, evil, in the eyes of Hashem. And Shaul says, Shamati b'kol Hashem. I listened to Hashem. I wiped out the whole nation, with one exception, and I wiped out all the animals, with a few exceptions. Shamati b'kol Hashem. And then Shmuel goes on to tell Shaul, no, it's misplaced priorities. You saved the animals to sacrifice to Hashem. That's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted you to destroy the animals. Don't be frumer than Hashem. Hachafetz Hashem ba'olus v'zvachim kishmoe b'kol Hashem. Hashem wants you to listen to him. Don't bring korbanos. He doesn't want. He wants you to destroy the animals. So twice we have Shaul HaMelech saying, Hakimoisi Dvar Hashem, Shemati b'kol Hashem. I listen to Hashem. Why do you listen to Dvar Hashem? He did 99.986%. He did almost entirely what Hashem wanted. And Shmuel HaNavi says, that's not called listening to Hashem. Lama lo shamata b'kol Hashem. Why did you not listen to Hashem? And then he says stronger, Ma'astas Dvar Hashem. You despise the word of Hashem. V'yimatzcha b'melech. And therefore you have been despised and you will no longer be the king. And then it finally settles in. And Shaul says, Chatasi, I have sinned. There's a tremendous, tremendous lesson here. He did 99.986%. He did almost everything. Is it almost everything enough? And you see from the Navi that almost everything is not enough. We have to do our best. We have to be committed 100%. It's not enough to be committed 99%. Unbelievable. And then in the footnotes of the Chafetz Chaim ala Torah, they point out that one of the words here doesn't seem to fit. Shmuel HaNavi tells Shaul, Vata'as hara, you did evil in the eyes of Hashem. What do you mean evil? He didn't do evil. He just didn't do it. That's not doing evil. He overslept. He missed the Sefer Kriyat Shema. He overslept. He missed Parshas Zachar. He didn't do evil. He just refrained from doing what he was supposed to be doing. And they say in the name of the Chafetz Chaim that because he didn't do the Dvar Hashem, once he doesn't do exactly what Hashem wants, so what he is doing, he's doing because he wants, not because Hashem wants. You're doing what you want. You have no right to wipe out innocent Amaleki people. If you're doing what Hashem wants, you do the whole job. But once you're not doing the whole job, you're not doing what Hashem wants. If you're not doing what Hashem wants, you're doing what you want, you have no right to kill people. And that's called doing Ra Be'enei Hashem. We have to be 100% committed. And this we find the Chafetz Chaim said, brings down from the Shari Tshuva in his famous Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And the third Aror that a person can possibly violate, the third curse a person can possibly violate in speaking Lashon Hara, Aror Shelo Yokim is Divrei HaTorah Hazos La'asos Osam. Cursed is the one who does not uphold the Torah, which the Ramban says, and Rabbeinu Yonah says, it doesn't mean that he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs all the time. Because we're all human, we all make mistakes. We make mistakes, we get back up on the horse. But a person who's not committed, I'm not Shomer Shatnez, I don't believe in that mitzvah. You don't believe in that mitzvah, so then you're no longer an Eved Hashem. Then everything that you do, if I do 612 mitzvahs, I'm just not Shomer Shatnez, I don't believe in Shatnez, so what I do keep is what I believe in, or I agree with Hashem, so I'm doing it because I want, not because Hashem wants, and then I'm no longer considered to be an Eved Hashem. We have to do our best to understand and to accept upon ourselves to be 100% committed, and we make mistakes, and that's normal, and that's human, and Hashem invented something called tshuva, and we get up, and we just keep going, and we try to do things better, but we have to work on our 100% commitment to do exactly what Hashem wants.